This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
Habari Gani, mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, once again, it is Kwanzaa time.
Kwanzaa
2025. And it has become a tradition here on Make It Plain that we have the founder of Kwanzaa to join us. And Kwanzaa, as you all know, is sacred to me. Kwanzaa and I were born just 5 days apart. So who better to have with us to celebrate Kwanzaa and to remind us of our celebration every year than the founder, who we know as the very esteemed professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University of Long Beach, chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaida Organizations, executive director of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaida Institute of Pan-African Studies. He's also the co-chair of the Black Community, Clergy, and Labor Alliance, the author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including Kawaida and Questions of Life and Struggle, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, Selections from the Husiya, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction to Black Studies, the fourth edition, and Odu'ifa, the Ethical Teachings. He's the creator, of course, of this Pan-African cultural holiday, Kwanzaa, and the Nguza Saba, the Seven Principles, and author of the authoritative text titled Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture. And he is the subject of the book by none other than Dr. Malefi Asante, entitled Malana Karenga, An Intellectual Portrait. And finally, he is currently working and writing a major work on Haji Malcolm X entitled The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. The founder of Kwanzaa, Dr. Malana Karenga. Dr. Karenga, Habari Gani.
Habari Gani, Reverend Masamela. It's so good to be here again. Thank you for your invitation and the opportunity to share with you on this beautiful holiday to celebrate ourselves, to sing and celebrate ourselves, and to reaffirm our sacredness, our soulfulness, our resilience and resourcefulness. So thank you, Asante Sana, for this.
Asante to you. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, each day of Kwanzaa, we will hear from Dr. Karenga regarding each principle. But on day one, we like to focus on the overall message and the founder's message. And we asked Dr. Karenga to share with us his message for this year, 2020. Kwanzaa is special every year, but each year has is sometimes its own context and its own meaning, especially for times such as these. So the annual founder's Kwanzaa message from Dr. Karenga.
Yes, each year, I offer, as a creative Kwanzaa, I offer a theme for the year and a lecture for it. So this annual Founders Kwanzaa message is titled Practicing the Seven Principles in Dimly Lit Times, Lifting Up the Light, Carrying the Dawn. But let me start, as I always do, by saying this year, we wish for Africans everywhere throughout the world African community. In the language of Swahili, Heri za Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa. And we bring and send greetings of celebration, solidarity, and continued struggle for an inclusive and shared good in the world. Moreover, we wish especially for our people, African people, and all other oppressed and struggling peoples of the world, the shared and indivisible goods of freedom and justice and peace, achieved and enjoyed and passed on to future generations. Also in the Kawaida Martin Harvest tradition, and Kawaida is the name of my philosophy. Mat is an ancient ethical tradition of Egypt. So we have in the Kawaida Martin Harvest celebration tradition of our honored ancestors. We wish for African people in this tradition and for all peoples of the world, as we say, all the good that heaven grants, the earth produces, and the waters bring forth from their death. Hotep, Ashe, Hedi. This year's annual Kwanzaa theme, as I said, is practicing the seven principles in dimly lit time. Dimly lit times. And lifting up the light, heralding the dawn. So what does it mean, the dimly lit time? It is to speak of dimly lit times in the sense that it is to talk of the thick fog of falsehood, fear, chaos, confusion, and uncertainty that has emerged in this historical moment and settled heavily over the land and over our communities. Indeed, it is to speak of the rise of authoritarianism and anti-democratic governments and practices, and an increased level of mean-spiritedness, human alienation from others, and official and unofficial violence of varied kinds, including live stream genocide. And it is to speak, too, of the dimming of the light and life of the heart and mind. Dimming of the light and life of the heart and mind. That is to say, the cultivation of the narrow and uncritical mind and the constricted heart, which embrace illusions as real life and which have a diminished capacity to fight through the fog, to rightfully reason and consciously demonstrate moral sensitivity for others, especially those different and vulnerable. And to speak of heralding the dawn is to stress now to Dr. Martin Luther King's assertion that, quote, we are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. And this calls not for delay or indecision, but rather for immediate and sustained, what he calls vigorous and positive action. Yes, we're living and celebrating Kwanzaa this year again in difficult, dangerous, and demanding, but also dimly lit time. But as the sun sets, it also rises. And it drives away the shadows and dimness and darkness, and it lights up the world. And the best of our culture tells and teaches us that we must be the light that drives away the shadows, drives away the dimness, drives away the darkness, and opens a way to the good world we all want and deserve. Indeed, the lessons of our history and our sense of our own humanity tell us we must defy the darkness and the darkness makers that seek to dispirit and diminish us. And we must demonstrate always a radical refusal to be defeated or dispirited in any way. Following in the footsteps of our honored ancestors, we must, in the midst of the deepest darkness hanging over us, lift up the light and dare to herald the dawn, only achieved in righteous and relentless struggle for an inclusive and shared good for everyone in the world. Indeed, the sacred teachings of our ancestors tell us in the Hosea that, quote, it is wrong to walk upside down in darkness. And we must thus come forth today and bring forth the Ma'at, the light of truth and justice and righteousness and good, which is within us. For surely it is within us, the sacred text said. And this teaching of the light and good within us, I said the light and good within us, finds its voice and practice in every place and period of our history. Therefore, Nana W.B. Du Bois, Dr. Du Bois, relates in the sacred narrative of our people that even during the Holocaust of enslavement, in the darkest of days, nights, and centuries, they sang to sunshine. That's his word. Quote, they sang to sunshine. By this, he means they embrace and evidence a radical refusal to be dispirited or defeated. Indeed, they became the sunshine themselves that they sang to each day, regardless of the weather and the evil and inhuman ways of our oppressor. They sensed and saw a great light lifted up within them, and they lifted it up and called it freedom. And our ancestors taught their children to remember, to reimagine and cherish freedom. And they together moved and marched irresistibly and irreversibly towards it, bringing us to this point. And if we are to honor our tradition as a living tradition, as an uplifting and liberating tradition, then we too must sing to sunshine irregardless. Indeed, we too must embody and be the sunshine that calls forth the day and heralds the dawn, a new dawn and day of inclusive freedom, justice, and other shared human good through our continued and expanded work, our service, our sacrifice, and our righteous and relentless struggle. Also, clearly during the Black Freedom Movement, our people dared to drive away the darkness and the darkness makers and to lift up the light. This is overwhelmingly evident in the life and struggle history of Nana Fannie Lou Hamer and her co-combatants in our liberation struggle. One of her favorite songs was This Little Light of Mine, and she sang to sunshine and sang for freedom, singing, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I've got the light of freedom, I'm gonna let it shine everywhere I go. This was a resilient and audacious defiance of darkness and the darkness makers, singing and being sunshine in the midst of the darkness around them. Our ancestors audaciously bore witness to their steadfast faith, their undiminishing hope, and their relentless resistance to evil, injustice, and oppression. But let us also remember the teachings of Nana Haji Malcolm X, El-Haj Malik El-Shabaab, who emphasized the importance of the light of self-knowledge within us, knowledge of ourselves, knowledge of each other, as we also study and learn the ways and wisdom of the world. So he wants us to know the ways and wisdom of the world, but he wants us to know ourselves as a fundamental ground on which we stand. He tells us and teaches us we need more light about each other. Light creates understanding, he said. Understanding creates love. Love creates patience, and patience creates unity. And that is a unity we need to repair, renew, and remake the world. In the practice of Kwanzaa, in the candle lighting ceremony, then, we follow in the footsteps of our ancestors, and we lift up the lasting light of the Nguzo Saba. Born in and out of the Black Freedom Movement, Kwanzaa stresses our ongoing struggle to be ourselves and to free ourselves and to achieve a shared African and human good and the well-being of the world and all in it. Therefore, in lighting each candle, we are committing to lifting up the light and heralding the dawn by practicing the Nguzo Saba. As our freedom songs say, everywhere we are and everywhere we go. And we must do it in liberating and uplifting way. In this way, we honor the ancient African ethical imperative to, quote, bear witness to truth and set the scales of justice in their proper place, especially among the voiceless and vulnerable, the downtrodden, the devalued and oppressed. Our awesome task in the world, assignment, our awesome task and the world-changing assignment that Nana Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune has given us to remake the world is to be a source of sunlight that gives a shared goodness of light, life, and warmth in the world. I repeat, we must be a source of sunlight that gives the shared goodness of light, life, and warmth in the world, as does the sun. And this challenge that Nana Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune gives us by saying our task is to remake the world, it is nothing less than this. It calls for us to practice the Nguzo Sala. It calls for us to practice Umoja, unity, the sacred togetherness of our people in the small and large circles of our lives, the solidarity of humanity, and a profound sense of oneness with the world and all in it. Kujichagulia, self-determination, means the right of every people to be free, to control their destiny and daily lives, and make their own unique contribution to history and humanity, whether in Haiti, Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Palestine, or anywhere else in the world. And Ujima, collective working responsibility, is about our self-conscious shared effort and obligation to conceive, build, and sustain the good world we all want and deserve to live in and leave as a legacy for our people who come after. And the task calls for also and requires Ujamaa, cooperative economic, shared work and shared wealth, based on our sense of kinship with and concern for the well-being of each other and for the well-being of the world, especially the most vulnerable among us. And it also stresses our right to share equitably and responsibly in the natural and created good of the world. Neo-purpose is about the liberation and upliftment of our people and our shared fundamental meaning and mission of human life, which is to constantly create and increase good in the world and for the world and not let any good be lost. Kaumba creativity, our shared obligation to do all we can to constantly repair, renew, and remake the world, making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And there is Imani we must practice, which is a shared belief and confidence in the good and in ourselves, rooted in the sacred teachings of our honored ancestors, Nana Howard Thurman, Nana Gwen Brooks, and Nana Nanny Burris. For they tell us this beautiful truth about us. Nana Howard Thurman says, we are people that ride the storms and remain intact. Nana Gwen Brooks said, we are people that conduct our blooming in the noise and whip of the whirlwind. And Nana Nanny Burris says, we are people that specialize in the holy impossible. Given this, what dark or dimly lit time can truly dispirit us? What makers and demons of the dark can defeat us or divert us from our commitment to bring good into the world, to free ourselves and be ourselves? If we continue the struggle, keep the faith, and hold the line, regardless and irreversibly. Head is our Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa, and remember, we wish for you all the good that heaven grants, the earth produces, and the waters bring forth from their depth. Hocha, in Eddie.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to cachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Ochep and Ashe, mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, as you've just heard always so eloquently in his writing and his prose, Dr. Coringa pours libations through his words, all of the ancestors he's invoked. And we must always remember, as he always reminds us, our ancestors have been through this. Many times when this dimly lit moment, and how did we get here? What are we doing? What will we do? Mm-hmm. But he reminds us, we have been down this road before. We've seen this before. Mm-hmm. And he is invoking that once again. And the only way to do that is by continuing our traditions, continuing our culture. Mm-hmm. That is why it is so important now more than ever that we embrace this Pan-African holiday so that we can be renewed in our spirit as to how we must move forward. That is the annual Founders Kwanzaa message. Kwanzaa founded in 1966, and we celebrate it once again this year. Next year we'll be 60, which means I'll be 60. Lord have mercy. But we give thanks for the longevity. Amen. Today is the first day. This is Umoja, the first principle of Kwanzaa. And as always, we light the first candle, the black candle. As we go through every day in these 7 days, we'll tell you what to do and how to do it. The black candle is lit in the middle first, right in the very middle. Umoja, which means unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. And of course, on this first day of Umoja, first let me say, to remind everyone, we greet one another with the greeting, Habari Gani, which means what's the news. Now, how many of us are having trouble watching the news on our television these days? Things have changed. So that's why it's so important. We discuss the news with one another. We ask one another, what's the news? What is going on with each and every one of us in our lives, in our community, in our Pan-African world? When we greet one another over these 7 days, what's the news, sister and brother? What's the news, mama and baba? And so in the context, and you touched on it in your message, but let's delve a little bit more into what Umoja, the principle of unity, means this year in 2025, Dr. Coringa Habari Gani.
Umoja, Hofuni Kwena, Habari Gani. Our concern is for you. What is your news? So we say thanks again, Reverend Matsumela, for this beautiful opportunity and invitation to share with you this beautiful holiday and the principle that the hub and hinge on which the holiday turns, the Nguso Saba. And certainly one of the most significant ways we raise up and reaffirm the Nguso Saba is through the Kawita candlelighting ceremony. The ceremony is called Lifting Up the Light That Lasts, and it reflects the teachings of our ancestors in the Usia of ancient Egypt that said, we as a people are given that which endures in the midst of that which is overthrown. And that which endures in the midst of that which is overthrown are our spiritual and ethical values. And so with Kwanzaa, we lift up these lasting values which light the path to bringing good in the world, right? And lifting up the light of the principle, we deeply think about them, discuss them, recommit ourselves to them in an ongoing effort to make them truly, as we've said before, a vital part of our daily life and an all year round practice rather than a one day reference. As we light each day, one of the seven candles, today we light you Umoja candle, which represents the seven principles. We make a wish and a commitment to a practice, a wish for good of each principle when practiced, because it will bring good into the world if it's practiced. Because each wish unavoidably carries with it a commitment to work to bring that principle into being. So the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles, begin with the principle of umoja, unity. And our text, the text that I've written on this Kwanzaa celebration of family, community, and culture, states clearly that the principle of umoja calls on us to, quote, strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. The whole world African community. So we start with the small circles of our lives, like family and friends, and go to the community and then to the world of community. And we are urged to recognize and respect the need for foundation and nurturing framework of our family and community. Don't let people talk us out of our family and our community, right? We start with that. But we also realize the relatedness and interdependence of the peoples of the world, because we are world-encompassing people. Kwanzaa is celebrated by millions on every continent in the world. So we have to understand the world. We live in the world. But as Haji Malcolm said, and again, in addition to learning the ways and wisdom of the world, let's also learn ourselves and express ourselves in what we call in Kawita dignity-affirming, life-enhancing, and world-preserving way. And the third circle is the circle of the universe itself. We have to be not only in unity with our family and community, local, national, and international, find a relatedness and interdependence with the people of the world, but we must also have a profound sense of oneness with the world itself, with nature, not the natural environment. Feel a relationship. Just think about it. With river and rock, with stone and star, with field and forest, with animals, right? To feel that and to be a relative. I'm not talking about just your pet, right? People can like the pet. I'm talking about seeing and sensing a oneness in creation, a oneness a being with other beings. And so I think it's important. And here I want to advance the Kawita concept of being a good relative in the world. Not only a good relative in your family and community, good relative with other humans, and a good relative with the earth itself and all in it. The principle of umoja teaches us also and cultivates in us an active commitment to a caring togetherness. And I also call this in my annual message of this year, a sacred togetherness, a caring and sacred togetherness in our families and communities as African people. And it, as I said, it fosters a genuine sense of kinship. That's the being a good relative and shared interests of common good with other humans and calls for a special solidarity with other oppressed and struggling people and rightful resistance in the world. And this principle urges us to respect the sacredness and interrelatedness of life. And again, to feel, sense, and respect the oneness of the world and feel an obligation, an ethical obligation, to contribute to the well-being and flourishing of the world and all in it, including ourselves. And that comes up, right? We see that in the teachings of Nana Anna Julia Cooper, who says, we take our stand on the solidarity of humanity, the oneness of life. And I want us to understand that we light this candle for umoja in hopes for, but also in work and struggle for, the good world we all want and deserve to live in. We work, as I said first, for continued and heightened unity of African people in their families and communities, and throughout the world as we continue to forge our future in the historic struggle to expand the realm of human freedom and increase a shared good in the world, a shared freedom, a shared justice, a shared good of all that's common to humanity. And we also wish, work, and struggle for a basis for mutual respect of each people and culture as a unique and equally valid and valuable way of being human in the world. And we struggle for liberation for the oppressed, justice for the wrong, power for the people, and a just peace at every site of conflict and war in the world. Let us build again the good world we all want and deserve to live in, and we must do that together.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Ashe. Dr. Maulana Karenga, the founder of Kwanzaa, is always joining us on this special annual holiday, Pan-African Cultural Holiday. He'll be with us every day throughout these 7 days, folks. Again, the black candle in the middle is Umoja for today. Tomorrow, Kujishakalia. We will hear once again tomorrow. Join us. Spread the word. Share it. We will hear once again from Dr. Karenga tomorrow. Have a blessed Umoja, everyone. It has been made plain.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.